Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where you can join us at 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up at that same number on the Fan Text Line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Chedrick in for Joe Starkey. Today, Bob Pompeiani here until noon. Then he has to figure out when and how he can reschedule his golf outing that was set for this morning. Then he's heading up to Oakmont.
That's right. We'll have live coverage on KDK TV all day, all week. But yeah, I got to figure that out first, and because we have a lot of people want to know when there's another available date. So it's such a chaotic situation with regard to that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, we had to cancel it. But there's plenty of golf this week. Are you a U.S. Open golf fan, Donnie? Would you go up there?
I mean, I would. You know, I'm not a massive golf fan. I mean, I'm going to watch it this weekend, but I don't plan on attending.
Oh, you're going to miss something. I know Austin's going to be up there. It's fun. It's a really cool event to walk around and see. Get a lot of steps in that way, too.
I'm excited for it, Bob. I'm still trying to figure out what days I'll be there, what day I will be there, but I'm really looking forward to it. Those, because you know me, I'm a huge like events guy. If there's like a big event that's coming to town, like the draft next year, I 1,000% will be at. I feel like I will get FOMO if I don't experience it.
I was going to say, it. You're a big events guy because you get FOMO.
Yes.
Yes.
And I also because I'm interested and want to be there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating. And Oakmont's one of those places. It is the site of the most U.S. Opens, and there have been some great moments there. So I'm looking forward to more. If you're not a golf fan, I would suggest you take a trip, though, Donnie. I would.
And who do you like to win?
I don't know who I like to win. There are a lot of guys I could win, but I think scores are more important to predict. I think +2 will be a winning score, and that's normally when you go to look at some of these regular golf tournaments, these guys are shooting 28 under, 31 under. It's a birdie barrage. This won't be that way. This is going to be a war of attrition, which I like. It tests these guys. So if I'm going to pick someone, I may go out and tell you that Colin Morikawa could win. He's really good. I told you the guy I really like the most is Lucas Glover. He's a veteran. He's won it before, and he has that kind of pedigree that he brings out the best of his play in these situations. Adam Scott's another one. There are a lot of guys. It's hard to bet on golf. I know that.
I went with your advice a couple of years ago.
And you lost big time.
No, I won.
Did you take my one with Hideki Matsuyama on that Masters?
Yes.
Yeah, I won a lot with that too because I felt very strongly about the way he was playing.
I said, okay, I'll ride with that pomp. I don't know. I just put $5 on it or something.
What are you doing? $500. You got some money in your pocket. I know that.
What?
You do.
He's a dangerous man.
He's a dangerous man with some money in his pocket. But you... You're getting married. I understand there's a lot of stuff coming up here with price-wise, but still, $5, you ain't going to make any money. You should have called me. I would have lent you 20 or 50, and you could have made more and then pay me back on your winnings.
That could have worked out, but you know, I won nonetheless. Pirates sweeping the Phillies this weekend. They repay the favor from about a month ago in Philadelphia, and Paul Skenes yet again masterful against one of the better lineups in all of baseball. He pitched into the eighth inning, two hits, one run that was unearned, one walk, and seven strikeouts for Skenes in the game yesterday. That ERA is now below 1.9. It's 1.88. He has just been on another planet this last month, Bob. And I know that people on this station and, you know, sports media members around the city had some concerns as we dipped into early May. And it was a question of, you know, can Paul Skenes get back to the dominant level that he was? Did Paul Skenes, you know, reach his peak last season? There were people that had real concerns of that. And I would say that he settled those down once we hit like that middle portion of May. The man has been absurd.
Oh, there's no question. Every time he goes out there, you're guaranteed the other team is going to score two runs, one run, or no runs. And he's done that routinely. His 1.88 ERA for the season is spectacular, and yet he's only 4 wins into this, 4-6, no decisions. And, I mean, you know, again, it's not just him. Falter has had some really good outings that have resulted in losses. Keller has had some really good – they have the starting pitching to compete right now. Their biggest problem was they didn't bring enough bats in, and the question will be, what do they do next offseason? What do they do at the trade deadline? But Paul Skenes, that window is still open here. They need to attack the window. If you don't attack it, then you may as well do what some of these national guys are saying and trade him if that's the case. If you're always kicking it down the road trying to look for more if you have a chance to win with a guy like this, how many people get generational players, no matter what sport? You owe it to yourself, to your fan base, to make sure you surround him with talent.
I think he's going to become the first starting pitcher with a losing record to win the Cy Young.
Wasn't there one? I thought there was one. One guy prior. I mean, I don't know if it was maybe 500. I don't know what it was, but you're right.
So, I mean, Felix Hernandez and Jacob DeGrom were both right around 500, but they weren't below.
But all the other metrics lined up, and Paul Skenes has the best metrics of any pitcher, and they should throw out the win-loss record when it comes to him. But you're right. He'll win it. He should win it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel as if the, you know, wins and losses with pitchers, you know, they're about as relevant, maybe even less than wins and losses when people use it for a quarterback stat, just because we do see examples of this. We've seen examples of what Felix Hernandez did 15 years ago, what Jacob DeGrom did 5-10 years ago, where the guys are just pitching to an obscene level, and, oh, okay, well, he's only 10-8. How could he win the Cy Young? Skenes is 4-6. There's no question to me who the most dominant pitcher in the league is. Whether or not the strikeouts are a tick down to what they were last season, you know, he's only at, you know, he's like just over a strikeout per inning because he has 92 and 91 innings. But my goodness, the last, what, seven starts from him have just been at a level where we just don't see it. And it gets brought up at every single start. And I think Joe Block and I think Greg Brown both do a good job of bringing this across. He will be X number of starts into his major league career. Like yesterday, it was 37. No pitcher in baseball has had a lower ERA through their first 37 starts than Paul Skenes. Think about how many pitchers across the history of major league baseball have reached 37 starts, and nobody, not one, has had a better earned run average than Paul Skenes.
No, it speaks for itself. It's what it is. I thought it was interesting yesterday, too. He goes 7 2/3, and Kelly comes out, and I thought, you know, he was going to stick with him, and he didn't. And I guess this is why it's important to get context on some of these moves. Afterwards, they explained that he was supposed to get one guy, maybe pushed him to two. And then, the one thing about Don Kelly I like here is the fact that he is not afraid to bring guys in. He brought in Isaac Mattson the other day when he didn't think that should have been moved based on, you know, his limited experience. Got out of a huge jam with, I think I had a runner on third and no out, and he got three outs. And then yesterday, you know, Braxton Ashcraft comes in. Again, not the guy you would normally think in that situation. He trusts them. He wants to see what they're going to do in that situation, and he's making all the right moves right now. So that was the right move. A lot of people didn't like that move. I saw on Twitter people were saying, what are you taking him out for? Well, again, context, you need to understand that move.
Yeah, and you'll occasionally get burned by that stuff. I mean, think back to that final game or what it was. It was either the Saturday or the Sunday against the Padres last week in San Diego. He makes a questionable decision with his bullpen, and it blows up. It was Sunday, and it blows up in his face. And, yeah, people can chalk that up to mismanagement of your bullpen by Don Kelly. He has to take that on the chin. But the important thing is that you get those decisions correct more than you don't.
Right.
And it seems like at least right now he has. I mean, they're 14-14 with him. They are playing a very respectable level of baseball.
8-6 in one-run games. He's made a lot of decisions in those one-run games. And listen, what I was interested to see as an interim, you would have thought he'd be a little cautious about some of this stuff. He's gone the opposite way. He's been aggressive with some of his moves, especially when it comes to the bullpen. Not all are going to work out, but he's shown a willingness to believe in guys. I think that's important as a manager. You don't want to get, you know, oh, well, I'm in this situation. I only have to go to Bednar, only have to go to Santana. No, I'm going to extend this a little bit. I'm going to see what Isaac Mattson can do. Maybe he can get me out of a jam. Maybe he needs this to show that he belongs. I think that's a good quality for a manager.
And speaking of trades, this is something I want to pose to both of you guys, and if anybody else out there wants to chime in at 412-928-9370. The name I brought up on Saturday morning, Bob, before I handed it off to you, I think they should absolutely be taking calls on Bailey Falter. I know that they have him under control for the next couple of seasons, but you do have a surplus of arms in your pipeline. I mean, you have a handful of young guys already on the team. I don't know if Ashcraft will ever break out of just being a reliever. I don't know what a ceiling looks like for a player like Mike Burrows, but we know that they have plenty of arms in their system. We also know once we get around trade deadline time, lefties are also had at a premium. You know, they're some of the more expensive pieces that'll go at a deadline. Andrew Heaney is as good as gone. I mean, I would be stunned if that dude is on the team past late July. But I feel as if they should at least take some calls on Falter.
I think you should take calls on everybody.
I don't disagree with that point either. I mean, I think guys like Santana, maybe Bednar, now that he looks like he's back to his normal self. But Falter is a player that could maybe, you know, another team would overpay for. And you have to start loading up the top 30 with hitters. You got a couple in there. There's one guy that I'm genuinely excited about that we'll talk about a little bit later. You got to start to load that up a little bit more. Give yourself a shot. And I think a dude like Falter gives you a chance of that, because a team out there that will be a buyer could say, oh, you know what, we would like to have a lefty, you know, as our fifth starter or something.
And lefties are always in high demand,
right?
Especially ones who have had success.
And he has turned into a pretty solid player.
And I think, yes, if the price is right. I also think a guy like Keller, because he's signed, you know exactly what the price is. It's not unreasonable that someone would want a Mitch Keller down the stretch and into, knowing that he signed for several more years. So those are situations that you can take advantage of. But then the bottom line there, though, is what you get in return. Ben Cherington is always going to be judged on what his return is on any of these moves. And, you know, I thought probably the best trade he did was to get Falter from Philly for
Rodolfo Castro.
Rodolfo Castro was seemed like trending in the right direction. And he got that guy. So, you know, that's where it's going to come down to. If they make deals, what you get in return, and did you win the deal?
Limits?
See, I would definitely take calls. I would listen on just about everybody not named Paul Skeens and O'Neill Cruz, unless I was completely blown away by the first 10 seconds of the call. I would probably rather trade Mitch Keller guys than Bailey Falter. I like that Falter is a lefty in the rotation. It mixes it up a little bit. Keller has more value than Falter. I would not balk at the idea of trading Keller, but if I get two good bats for him, I think you should strongly consider it. So I would probably be more willing to trade Keller just because of the potential return than Falter. What are you going to get back for Falter?
I mean, my only thought is you could get a team to overpay, but we know that it is hard to trust the current GM and striking a big deal.
But he's going to be judged. This trade deadline will determine, I think, if he's back here, you know, in the next year. Although I think I would have already made that decision.
Yeah, I mean, this could really be it. Like, this could be the swan song, and if he can hit on this deadline, unlike he did the last time out, then, you know, they could be willing to keep him around beyond year six. But, I mean, he's got to have a lot of pressure going into late July.
Well, a ton of pressure on him. Like, the heat in the kitchen should be at 200 degrees on Ben Cherington to make the right moves, regardless of what moves it is that he makes. Like, I would like to see them also add a bat this deadline just for next year's purposes. Like, maybe a little buying and selling. You're not going anywhere this year. You're not going to make the playoffs or sniff the playoffs. But if you could find a bat with years of control, similar to what they did with Falter a couple of years ago, but just flip it around to the offensive side, that's one move that I'd like to see Cherington make.
Mostly because they have nobody in their system ready to come up here and play. Yeah. They need bats. And if you're not going to sign money, go out and sign them for whatever the free agent market is, and you got to do that. We got to stop, man. This nonsense has got to end. Bob Nutting has got to open up the wallet in this offseason if he's going to keep Paul Skeens here and go out and get pieces. He needs them. He should pay, even if it's overpay.
And Skeens joined us during the Five Alarm Marathon last week, which was awesome. And he donated. He also signed some baseballs that got auctioned off and really helped out the, you know, the cause at hand for the local volunteer fire departments. But I do believe the guy when he says he wants to win here and he wants to do something special here. Mm-hmm. It's just when you're a starting pitcher that goes once every 5 days, you know, you got to get help from elsewhere. You have to get help from your front office, because what worries me is that it will be a similar offseason as it just was. And for this team to ever get back to the postseason with him, they will need to do it in spite of their front office and just play out of their minds. You know, they will need to be a team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Team that finds goofy ways to win games. And you look at their roster and think, you know, they have no business being any good. but they just always find some way to get the job done. Like, they'll have to be one of those teams.
Manufacture, figure out a way to win, even when you don't hit the ball anywhere, you know. It's challenging to win that way, though. But they have the one component that a lot of teams would love to have. Excellent starting pitching. Just build around it.
And that's what makes it all the more frustrating. I mean, yeah, O'Neill Cruz having a great season. Reynolds starting to heat up a bit. Davis, he's over the Mendoza line, which is an accomplishment in its own right, as sad as that is to say for a former first overall pick. But they just have so little, and it doesn't even take that much, I think, to completely flip the perception on them. Like, go out and get a big bat or two pretty good ones.
Yeah. Well, just as the signing of Aaron Rodgers have now turned people into thinking they can win, that's what moves like that do. They'll give fan base something to chew on, something to think, okay, this is going to make a difference here. And if you do it the right way, it will make a difference. But you have to be willing to do it. You can't just go get Tommy Pham. You can't just go. And Adam Frazier, listen, for $1.5 million, he's been worth that. But he's a bench player. You know, that's what he was probably signed to do. I have no problem with bench players making $1.5 million. But they need more than that. They need $15 to $20 million a year. Guys who can hit 30 home runs. They're hard to find. Go get one.
You know who else I would not get rid of? And I'm sure his name will be at least thrown out there. I think it was Jim Bowden who had him included in his Athletic article a week ago. I wouldn't let go of IKF. He's just like a professional hitter. I mean, he's not going to hit 20 home runs. He's not a power hitter by any means, but he's just a good player to have either at the top or bottom of your lineup. The dude can hit, plain and simple.
Yeah,
he's the only guy that even hovers close to 300. And I know that some people say, well, you know, don't just look at batting average anymore. But, I mean, he can hit. He puts together good at-bats, and he can play pretty much anywhere in the field. They kind of have him pigeonholed at shortstop, which may or not be the smart thing to do on that side. But when it comes to offense, you need players like that.
You saw his bunt the other day, which was a great bunt. And it's when it looked like it was going to go foul, stayed fair, big time. I like him batting ninth, too. A lot of people don't. When he's hitting this way, he can turn the lineup around. All of a sudden, you have a guy on base, and then Cruz, Reynolds, and McCutchen are coming up or whatever. So, having ninth doesn't bother me there, because I think O'Neill Cruz should be their leadoff hitter and should never be taken out of that spot. I like him there. To me, he can be a Kyle Schwarber kind of guy with speed, you know, and there's a place for him, but I still want to see some of these guys in their system. We've heard so many times about Peguero. Where's Peguero? He's up and down, and at one point he was a big part of their future starting lineup, it seemed. Gonzalez is here. What's he going to ultimately be? Is he worth seventh overall pick? That's what he was. He's back from injury. We'll see. He needs to be that.
I also think Cruz should never leave the leadoff spot, and I would be upset if they did that at least the rest of the season. I wouldn't move him for multiple years if that's the case, because once he got moved there this season, that seems to be what really had him take off from that spot. But they and I know, funny enough, Hayes and Triolo combined for four hits yesterday. Those are, you know, two of your worst offensive players, but they just have so little when it comes to offense that Austin, I feel like IKF, even though he's a 30-year-old shortstop, I just feel like you want to keep that guy around because he's some sort of offense.
Well, yeah, some sort of offense. And, you know, the fact that he's still batting ninth while hitting 300 is a little surprising to me. Sure, maybe flip the lineup around, but don't you think that they can maybe get something for IKF at the deadline on an expiring contract? You know, trade him instead of keep him around? Like, I want more of a power threat. I want more, whether it be gap-to-gap or out-of-the-ballpark power from shortstop. And I think IKF is a decent defender, but he could be better there. Like, arm strength is a little bit of a concern. He's definitely playing well this year. There's no denying that, but I still feel like they could upgrade over him.
I think it's hard to find one of those guys, though, in a trade. You know, I unless you're going to bank on somebody's prospect who's close, and you can see that, but there are not that many guys up here right now, I think, on a current team who have that ability to do that. And I'm also not so sure what you would get for him. You may be able to get something, but it ain't going to be overwhelming for IKF.
Well, I heard what IKF said earlier this year, especially when they were struggling and Shelton was fired. And he basically said, yeah, this is not what I thought I was signing up for when I was ultimately traded to Pittsburgh. This is not what I thought that I was getting with a team that was struggling offensively. Sure, there are some young pieces, but he seemed kind of frustrated with his time here. Maybe that's changed in the last month since Shelton's been gone. But I don't know if he's somebody that would be so willing to put pen to paper and re-sign.
Yeah. He is a free agent coming up, yes. So therefore you could move him just to get something before he
leaves.
So
if you don't think that you can bring him back or he'll want to come back, then you ultimately have to trade him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
11:46, it is time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Donnie Chedrick, Bob Pompiani with you. Pomp will be leaving us in just under 15 minutes. I'm in for Joe, who is presumably out there golfing somewhere else today. I'm sure he pivoted right after he got news that Pomp's golf outing would be postponed. Austin Bechtold is behind the glass. A little football nugget here, sent out by Ari Myroff about 15 minutes ago. He says the Patriots and Steelers both pursued Chris Godwin in free agency this offseason. New England offered him as much as $30 million per year on a multi-year deal, but Godwin decided to stay in Tampa and take less money, signing for $22 million per year. That would really be an all-in type move. That would have been after they already signed, or after they already traded for DK Metcalf. I think Godwin is a really, really good player. Now, he is coming off a pretty gruesome injury that he suffered midway through the season last year, but I mean, through his age 28 season, the man has had 1,000 yards four times.
Yeah. He and Evans together have been dynamic down there. When they're together and not injured. And I thought, you know, it's funny. I give guys a lot of credit who take less because they like where they are. you know, he's made a lot of money in his career. He could have gotten $8 million more from New England. Or, you know, if the Steelers were willing to do it, that would have been a big investment. You'd have two guys making $30 million each on each side, which is a nice problem to have, I guess, in terms of talent, but it's also very costly.
Teams have also been able to show that you can pay two receivers. There's a handful of teams that have done that. The Bengals just did it at the same time with Chase and Higgins. The Eagles have two number one receivers. The Dolphins have done it with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. So there are ways to actually have two pretty high-level receivers. Maybe both of them aren't elite, but they're both close to it, or one guy is and one guy is close to it. So that's an interesting note. And we'll get back into a little football discussion once we get beyond 12 o'clock here. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. The Pirates have Connor Griffin moving up to High A. He is going to start with Greensboro here in the matter of the next couple of days. 50 games this season with the Bradenton Marauders in the Florida State League, and he's one of the best players in that league. 9 home runs, 36 knocked in, 26 steals. He's hitting .338, on bases .396, slugging .536, OPS .932. I had a take yesterday that I would have tried to fast-track things a little bit with Griffin. I would have sent him right to Altoona.
I agree with that.
I think I would have skipped Greensboro altogether. That stadium, too, a bit of a bandbox. I've never been there, just going off from what people said that, yeah, I think, you know, there are people who have seen games there, or, you know, maybe they live down there and they go to games often. The feeling is he will continue to rake pretty easily in that ballpark. I would have sent him to Altoona for the rest of the season, and then maybe you start him in Indianapolis in 2026. You know, be aggressive where you can. You know, you don't have to make the quick jump from double A to triple A to the majors, but if you can skip one of the two levels of A ball, you could probably get away with it. I would have done it with Griffin, because he is probably the only bat they have in their system that I am genuinely excited about, because he looks the part and he fits the part. He's 19 years old. He looks like a tight end.
Yeah.
He's 6'4", 225. I know he plays a little bit of outfield too, and maybe they'll put him out there, but I mean, Austin just said last segment when we were talking IKF, a power hitting shortstop, which is what O'Neill Cruz could have been. They moved him to the outfield, but this might be the guy here.
That's
Austin.
The guy. That's my guy. I want to see Griffin. I'm with you, Donnie. I would have liked to have seen him go to double A. That's not within the history of what the Pirates typically do, but have we seen a hitting prospect this good as Connor Griffin, at least to start in the organization in the last 10 years? I don't think so. You know, last 15 years, when's the last time we've seen a guy rocket, or at least we think
that
he's going to rocket through the system?
I'll give you a name that's back before you guys ever were. Chad Hermanson, he was a guy. Same thing. Rushed through, got up quickly, and then failed. And he was a number one pick. He was also, I believe, a shortstop. They've been chasing a lot of shortstops for a long time. They moved
Cole Tucker,
him a little bit.
Kevin Newman.
Yeah. So, listen, this guy, yeah, why wait? If he can handle it, and you would think he can, he looks very mature. I was intrigued with the stolen base numbers on top of everything else. He's got, and then the other night he had an inside the park home run, and he ran the bases in like record time. He was all over the place.
He got in standing up.
Yeah, not even a throw. Of course, the outfielders were taking their good old time over there. But I would see him, and that's why they call it fast track. If you can go from single to double, next year triple, you know, what's wrong with having a 21-year-old kid up here in the majors? There are guys who do that, and the Pirates, if he's ready to do it, they should.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather have him play like half of the season in Altoona, and then you can start him in AAA next season, opposed to what will likely happen here, a little bit of a stay in Greensboro, hopefully not the rest of the season. But, you know, a lot of the replies I was getting when I put that out there yesterday was, well, have him go to Greensboro for a couple of months. He can finish the season, have a cup of coffee in Altoona, and start there next season. I'd rather him start in AAA and be there as soon as possible. And I'm not saying that they have to be fast with every single stop on the way here, because if he does run into some challenges and roadblocks, then, yeah, some of these stops will take a little bit more time. But when it comes to the difference between Bradenton and Greensboro, I don't know how much of a development factor that'll be.
It's still single A.
Yeah, for a guy that is hitting the way he's hitting.
Right.
And I think he'll continue to hit the way he's hitting. I mean, and you look at Tamar Johnson, for instance, who's their number four prospect on MLB.com. He's hitting just 239 in Altoona. You know, he's not somebody that I am super excited about in their system. Whenever we do see him, maybe it's at some point next season. I don't know. He's only 20. I get that. But he's another middle infield type. They picked him fourth overall. Just based on what he's done so far in his minor league career, I'm not all warm and fuzzy about. But I watch Connor Griffin highlights. I see what he does, and I think this dude looks like Mike Trout. He looks like,
and he's going to fill out
the actual,
he's gonna
body
be bigger.
Yeah, like he looks like a guy you built in a lab to play baseball. He's 19 years old, and yeah, we're not going to see him in the major leagues for at least two, maybe three more seasons. But I'm trying to get there more quickly than what we normally see. Like I just don't know the big benefit of facing the high A pitching.
Well, he could, you know, that's what you're going to find out. Can he handle that level? And if he shows it over a sustained period of time, move him to the next. You don't have to keep waiting. And, you know, sometimes guys do hit a roadblock in this road. And we'll see if he does. He doesn't seem like he's going to be that guy. He seems very confident. Have you heard him speak in media stuff? He's pretty poised, too, for his age. So I love when I see high school kids who are moving their way, or, you know, just out of high school and quickly moving. They haven't had one of those kind of guys up here in a long time.
If he just crushes the ball in like 30 games, where again, he's hitting like 320, 330, and you could just tell that high A, he's just so much better than everyone else, then yeah, I would move him middle of July to double A. Why not?
Mitch Jeb, somebody else who is having a nice season. He's their 13th ranked prospect. He's actually ahead of Anthony Solometto and Mike Burrows, who are 14 and 15. He's hitting in the 280s. He has 17 stolen bases, but he's not, I feel, the full package that a Connor Griffin is. Another guy that can play multiple positions because they love that more than anything. Jeb doesn't have any home runs this season. Griffin, at the level that he's playing, he has the look, the build, and the results of a dude that can come up here and be like a 2020 caliber player.
Or more.
I mean, it's just really impressing me what he's able to get done. And I know it's the lowest level of minor league baseball, but you want to see guys play like that. It's not like, oh, you know, he's struggling a bit in low A. He's only hitting, you know, 218, and he has six home runs and 15 runs batted in. I mean, he's killing the baseball.
And it's a team that needs help as fast as they can get it. And if it's this time next year and he kind of moves through it, good for them. They need to find guys like more of them.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheets. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Pomp, I appreciate you hopping in for the first half of the show. Unfortunately, not under great circumstances with your golf outing, but I hope you're going to be on the road to getting that figured out here in a bit.
Yeah, and we should have a date of a makeup date coming up soon. I hope it's at the end of June. I think it's June 30th. It's what I'm kind of looking at. I don't know if that's official yet. We'll find out. Got to take care of that. Go to Oakmont. And got all day live on television, KDK with Oakmont coverage. So, Donnie, I'm going to turn you into a football addict just like I did Joe Starkey.
You mean golf?
Or golf addict, yeah.
I'm plenty into football.
I know you're plenty
already
into football. I'm going to turn you into a golf addict, and the next thing you know, you're going to have as many ups and downs around the green and in life as Joe Starkey has, because he's had plenty.
I got to learn how to drive the ball. I'm somehow not bad once we get around the green, but
yeah, it's just a great way as you get older to play something that you can still be competitive in, and you don't have to be in, you know, all the best of shape. So, and I'm saying that about me, not you.
Bob, okay. I think we need to go to the range together. We got to hit balls, and
that'd be a good little field trip.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, you just need somebody to watch your swing and develop it.
Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny today, could be a pop-up storm later on, high of 77. Coming up, we're going to take a look at how the Steelers quarterback position does fare against the rest of the AFC, and how does it fare for them in their match?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.